but I do not trust men, and I do not think that they are good people.
When Nina. Sorry, I was just jorking my penis.
I would kill to be able to punch someone in the face just once.
Yes!
Yes!
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
We have to like act like we didn't just hang out for the last 2 hours. And like, you know, I'm like suffering a little
What's
bit.
Going on?
There's just something about me that I
one
have.
One thing about you.
One thing about me. One thing about me is that I desire regressing back to 2020 so goddamn bad.
Why?
Because I have nostalgia issues.
Yeah, that is an issue. To want to go back to the pandemic is crazy.
I've talked about it. And it's mainly just me like...
Not crazy.
It's striving for a time... Yeah, you can't use that word anymore. I just love going back to a time where I, you know, am romanticizing a time where I was extremely depressed, and I was like, how do I instantly make myself feel terrible again other than getting 2 vaccines in one day so I can like go back to that time? And so that's exactly what I did. And so now mommy has a little bit of an illness. Mommy feels a little ill. Mommy is like suffering because mommy's like a little
stop
bit
stop saying mommy.
Why?
Because you're like, the way that you say it is like, it's like extra emphasis on the word.
Mommy. Just because you have mommy issues doesn't mean that. Mommy.
I don't have mommy issues. That's not what I have.
One time somebody told me that I have daddy issues, and I was like, I don't have fucking daddy issues. He left. That I don't have any issues surrounding that. Like, that's his issue. Like, I don't.
You're right, yeah.
But I don't have.
Your daddy has issues.
I don't get that. What the fuck does that mean, like, mommy, daddy issues? Like, my dad was an evil person. Like, I would have an issue with him, too. Like, for those of you who don't know, it's not like, oh, because I hate straight men. Like, oh, I fucking hate straight men. Like, that is one thing, but I'm working on that in therapy, like, me trying to, like, overcome that. It's more so that I'm scared of them, if anything. Like, I have a fear of them. I need, like, actual professional help. Like, sometimes my homework for the week in therapy for ERP was literally to start an argument with a straight man. If I've ever been made you uncomfortable,
start an argument.
I'm being so serious. If I have ever been in a public setting with you and I've suddenly like, made it uncomfortable with one of our friends, it's because I was told that I needed to start a fight with one of them just to prove to myself that nothing bad would happen. And I was like, but what if something bad does happen?
We're really starting this episode off really, really well.
Not to say slurs or anything. I don't say slurs or anything, Twinks. But I am really scared of men. Just saying.
We need a slur for men.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Pricks.
Sure. Speaking of pricks, we're starting a Patreon.
We're starting a Patreon.
Our Patreon is live.
Hey, we are launching as Patreon. Surprise. I know. You guys are all so shocked. Y'all are so shocked because it's not like we've, you know, like done any like, you know, testing of the waters or dipped our feet in or like, you know, asked you like directly, like, do you want us to start a Patreon? And you guys all said yes. So yeah, basically like this was all our idea, 100%. Like, we didn't, you know, we didn't take anybody else's opinion into consideration. We just like spawned from our brains like, we should start a Patreon. So that's what we're doing.
Was this not our idea?
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm, like, not giving anybody who did the survey credit, essentially.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, everything that we're doing is, like, totally unaffected by anyone else. I'm like...
We really do move to the beat of our own drum.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we don't let society tell us what to do. We do it. But also, like, new survey out.
No, Jake and I, we did want to start a Patreon because we do this... podcast. I almost said this concert, but it's kind of like a little fucking concert. We do this.
We love you, Britas!
Is this considered bi-weekly? Is that what this is?
Well, I think like...
I don't know what that whole like, bi thing is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
I think it's gay weekly.
It's twice monthly.
Twice monthly.
Since we do this podcast every other week, and...
No, really avoid bi-monthly there, or bi-weekly there.
Yeah.
Every other week.
Every other week. We did want to start a Patreon so that we could upload every week. So basically on the off weeks that we are not uploading on here, we will have episodes on our Patreon, as well as exclusive content, behind the scenes stuff, some additional videos.
Yay.
Jake and I have been working on some fun stuff that we're putting out on there. It's been honestly really fun to work on, to be honest.
It has been.
And it's called Club Nasty. So everybody can join Club Nasty, hottest club in New York
City.
There's
poppers in there.
I don't know about that.
Really? You don't think?
I don't know.
That's kind of wild of you to say you're banning poppers from Club
Nasty. I'm not banning poppers. You can bring poppers in.
Oh, okay. Bring poppers in.
I just don't know if we're giving poppers out. It's like BYOP.
Why don't clubs sell poppers more? Like, that's wrong.
I think you need a license.
Me having never been to, like, been to very few clubs. Why aren't they selling poppers?
I feel like...
our club is selling poppers. Come on.
I don't know if we can license.
Okay, BYOP, bring your own poppers.
But we're also doing things so that you can get exclusive first access to. Jake and I have other big things coming and other announcements coming in the near future that we have been working on. And and if you want to be like the first to know, then you can find out only by being on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be patreon.com/talknastytome.
That's patreon.com/talknastytome.
I think it's patreon.com/talknastytome.
I can't be sure, but basically, like, the link will be in, you like, someone's going to put the link up right now.
And it's going to say patreon.com/talknastytome. Yeah, I think that's what it's going to say.
Probably. patreon.com/what?
Talknastytome.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I do want to reassure the people who cannot join the Patreon or do not want to join the Patreon. Nothing is going to change. We're still going to be uploading onto my channel the podcast episodes every other week. I don't want to say bi-weekly. I don't like you to use that word, but like every other week. We're still going to be here.
every other Monday, we will be here.
But on the off weeks, because I do get a lot of messages or comments being like, where the fuck is the podcast this week? And I'm like, I told you guys, this is
I don't want to say that word. Every other week.
This is every other week. So if you do miss having a weekly podcast, you can check us out on there. And but if you don't, we'll still be here. And you're not missing out. I mean, you're missing out, but we're not taking this away from you. We're not leaving you. Mommy and Daddy still love you very much. And
we're just, you know, splitting time.
Yeah. A little bit differently.
Yeah.
We want to give love to all of our kids. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that we love you any less.
And some of the kids are asking for a weekly podcast. And we want to do our best to...
Right, have weekly visitation. But we have two tiers right now on the Patreon, which is the vile and the disgusting tiers. So, anyway, make sure to go check those out.
Yeah.
I'm very, very excited. We're recording the bonus episode at the end of this episode. So, if you want to continue this episode, you can only get that on the Patreon. So, make sure to check that out over there. But Jake and I have been working on this for a while now, and we're very, very excited.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And we've worked hard, so we're really excited to launch it.
We are. And this podcast isn't going away. It's not going behind a paywall in the terms of, like, you will not see us anymore. Like, nothing will change. We will still be here. It's just if you would like bonus content, there is a place to do so.
If you want extra credit, essentially, like our extra credit assignments.
Like a little gold star.
Yeah.
I do genuinely do feel like shit, though, because of my vaccine. And I want everyone to think about me and hold me in your prayers and thoughts.
I try not to.
Okay. Having a low-grade fever and, like, trembling and shaking.
Anyone believing you?
No. Honestly, that's, like, one of the best feelings in the entire world, though.
No,
I'm used to that feeling, and it feels terrible. Laying in bed and, like, having, like, body aches and, like, being really cold, but you're, like, under the covers and stuff, and you're trying to make yourself feel better.
No.
That kind of feels good for, like, a moment, because you're like, oh, my God, what was me? Like, I kind of like it a little bit.
I mean,
it was a terrible time yesterday. Like, I had a migraine. I felt very ill. I thought I was going to puke.
Yeah, that feeling makes me feel like I need to dry heave.
They wanted to give me 3 vaccines at once. They were like, pick any 3. Like, it was like literally like a Wendy's 4 for $4. Or it was like like you go to Menchie's and like, pick as many toppings as you want. That's what I deadass felt like. And I was like, okay, COVID, flu, monkeypox. But they didn't have monkeypox. They were all out. So I couldn't get
it. You wanted the monkeypox vaccine?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be the type of person who'd accidentally get monkeypox, like, full on.
That's what I'm saying. So I would like to get vaccinated.
Give me that.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you ever have chickenpox?
No, never.
No?
Mm-mm. And I was so jealous as a kid.
Get shingles.
When I was a kid, I really, really wanted chickenpox and glasses and braces.
and look.
But I was just so perfect, and God made me in such like a unique and perfect way, and also made my family not able to afford braces. So I did not get any of those things. But what I was taught to do early on is as soon as a tooth was loose, I would knock that shit out myself.
Oh, you punch yourself.
So my teeth were like never overcrowded because like I was sitting there with the end of a toothbrush and like literally that was me.
I miss losing teeth. That was such a fun time of your life, wasn't it?
Yeah. Whenever there's a kitten in my life and when their baby teeth like start falling out, I love it.
Like I need it back in my life.
Like losing a tooth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I remember like I would play with it.
Blood. Oh, twisting it. Oh, twisting it.
I would go like,
and then putting your tongue over the hole, and it's a little bloody.
I know, and then after it fell out, feeling like the smoothness of the gum underneath until your new tooth came in.
I know.
I really miss it, you know?
You can make that happen.
Thanks, would you? Yeah, I want to lose my adult teeth.
I would kill to be able to punch someone in the face just once. Just once, just for fun.
You've been very, very violent recently.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Acting upon it?
Speaking upon it.
Okay, speaking upon and acting upon are two different things.
Okay, I don't like that.
I'm just thinking about it. No, there's this one really...
Just thinking about
there's
it.
There's this one really hot girl that we know. And every single weekend when she goes out, as soon as I say what I'm about to say, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's this one really hot, pretty girl that we know. Every time that she goes out over the weekend, her close friend's story is just men begging her to punch them in the face or like kick them in the balls. Like they are...
There's actually two people that could be about.
Oh, who are you thinking?
One starts with a Z,
uh-huh,
and then the other starts with an M.
Okay, well, I'm thinking about M.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But Z has definitely done that as well. Yes. I'm not joking. There is literally like men being like, please do it. I'm not joking. I have seen men beg for it on her close friend story, be like, please hit me. Please, please. And she's like full on out here doing like BDSM shit on like the streets of Philly.
Does she actually do it?
I think she's getting free drinks too.
I don't want free drinks. I want money. Oh, you don't know Parks and Rec. Oh, you don't know fucking Parks and Rec.
I know enough of it through all of you.
Money,
guys,
please.
I don't believe in like bullshit shows like that.
That's not whoa. Bullshit shows like that?
I
what are you talking about? That is like, it's such a good show. You would cry if you watched it.
No, after Orange is the New Black, I'm done with shows. I'm not watching TV anymore.
You promise?
I'm done. No. Because you know when Stranger Things comes back, I'm annoying. I will be annoying. And Euphoria, I will be so annoying.
I can't wait for Stranger Things to come back.
I know. I missed out on such formative years of my life.
I've changed my mind.
Why?
I can wait.
Why?
Because I don't support Noah Schnapp.
Okay, that's one thing. I don't support Noah Schnapp. But, like, I will close my eyes at the Will scenes because they're the most boring ones anyway.
Yeah, that's cheap.
No, I don't give a rat's ass. But, like, without Will, we wouldn't have Winona Ryder.
Yes, we would. The new Beetlejuice movie.
No, I'm saying in Stranger Things.
Oh.
I'm saying...
Winona.
I love Winona Ryder.
Nina.
Jake has been extremely annoying and has been starting to do that to me in public.
Obama.
No, he was doing that on the phone the other day. Like, I was on the phone with my boyfriend and he's doing that in the background and I was genuinely getting so livid.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. She's been
I'm not
violent. Recently.
I'm not acting upon it. I don't ever act upon it.
She's been threatening people.
I haven't been threatening.
Yes, you have.
What's something threatening that I've said?
You said that you were going to punch me.
Oh, no.
You said you would punch.
I said if I was Adam.
Was it Remy Wolf you said you would punch?
No, I did not. You liar. You liar.
Oh, no. It was Greta Thunberg.
I love Greta Thunberg. Oh my god, I love what
no,
she did with Lady Bird.
You said she was gonna punch her. You said you were gonna punch her.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's true.
You are a liar. That is
she said,
my sister.
I hate the environment.
That's my me. I'm like I hate environmentalism. You. Me like being
I
very
shouldn't be up here. Me, I should be in school.
Me trying to be very like sustainable and like eco-conscious, and you're out here being like Nicole
Obama.
No,
that is the best. That is actually the funniest thing.
It like
ever.
Makes me sad when you say it.
Obama.
Like I feel like something like
Nina.
No.
Nina.
No.
What else have I
It's like a sound.
Hey there. You hey there.
It's like a soundboard of like literally all my worst nightmares.
Yeah, it's
if I lived with
you, I don't
want
to say
I would not anymore. And I'm the one that would be saying,
what, be alive?
And you would not. All I'm saying is that we would start off with you on the lease and we would end off with you not on there.
Damn. Wow. Yeah, there's a reason we never considered living together.
You and I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we couldn't even handle two floors apart.
I tried to live with you, but I was going through a really tumultuous time when we lived in the same building, two floors apart. Like, I was going through a really, really difficult time, so much so that I, like, wasn't eating, wasn't getting out of bed. And I was like, Jake, can I, like, live in the spare bedroom?
What do we say?
No! You guys are like, hell no!
I was like, the knife thing isn't that bad. Like, she'll probably put them back.
No, it was...
We didn't want a girl in there.
I'm aware. I'm very much so aware.
Tamim and I had a bond.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
one time I had a roommate. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast.
Or are you finally admitting to
us? I had a roommate.
Is it time?
Yeah, because I was like, Nicole, this is the only way I could see myself getting canceled. And it's because when we were RAs, my roommate, who was also an RA, named Tamim, he's Muslim. We were in a staff meeting one day. We were like joking and hoking around, and I said, "Go back to where you came from." And the whole room went dead silent.
I think I was the only one who said, "Jake, oh my god," because I knew exactly what you meant in that moment.
And everyone was like, "Oh, that's my god, that's not." And I was like, "Guys, he's from Canada."
And he is from Canada. Tamim thought it was very funny.
Yeah, no, Tamim.
You thought it was funny. I thought it was annoying because I knew nobody would get your sense of humor. I feel like I need to give precursors to everybody when you, like, before you meet them. And I'm like, this is my friend Jake. He thinks a lot of things are funny. You might not think they're funny at first. You might think that he's laughing at you, but he's not. He thinks that he's laughing with you. Like, don't take it personal. Like, he. It was.
You have to admit, that was, like, might have been, like, top, like, three funniest things I've ever said. And. Yeah, so I was thinking about that, because I was like, if I were ever canceled, it would be, like, one of those RAs who was working with us being like, yeah, one time he told the Muslim kid to go back to where he came from. But you know what? They're racist as fuck for just, like, assuming he was from, like, the Middle East when he's not. He's from Canada. Am I wrong?
This episode is off to a rough start.
Hey there, you hey there.
We can't have one fucking good podcast on the internet this week. Not one. Because everything is taken out of context severely.
Actually on the internet this week.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
That's what I'm saying. This and a fucking emergency intercom with Kai. Like, literally people having...
Orgasming.
Literally over Kai getting the what is it called? The period simulator on his stomach from...
I don't know. You have it.
Cramps? Is that what you're afraid? What?
Yeah, you have it. Okay. You have it.
There's that.
You have it.
Where that's been clipped a million times. Frenemies.
Oh.
The drama surrounding that. Jake doesn't know
is
about...
Is it drama or is it just literally him being like, yeah, it's not going
to
come back?
No, it's drama. It's drama. Do you want me to explain to you?
Is Trisha, like, acknowledging it?
A little bit.
No way.
Do you want to know something that's really cool and fun? Is that in the second episode of our podcast ever... I, you know, like, had this vision for Chronically Online Girl. You have to insert the clip where I manifested Chronically Online Girl coming to life. Because I was like, oh, I need to make a video explaining the lore of frenemies and everything. So this is me. Because I used to do that on the podcast in the beginning when Jake and I, during COVID.
Because it was live. Like, it was happening while we were recording. And so weekly, and you would, like, catch me up on
it. Yes, weekly I would be like, this is what's happening on frenemies. This is what is going on.
Fill us in on frenemies. Tell us everything.
Everyone, you think that people don't know what's going on in frenemies?
I don't know what's going on.
This is a segment called Explaining Frenemies to Dummies. You're the dummy. So basically, this is post-frenemies. It's a really weird time. It feels crazy that we were 4 years post-frenemies. Basically, what?
It's like postmodernism or whatever.
I know.
Post-frenemisms.
So what happened basically was that Ela Klein, Ethan Klein's wife, on the H3 podcast.
Oh, I know the one.
Howie Mandel was on the podcast. Mm-hmm, he's like famous within my community. OCD community. OCD. Yeah.
You're connected to him spiritually and mentally.
I mean, I watched a lot of Deal or No Deal as a kid.
Yeah, and you love that video. Is this COVID related?
I think I caught OCD from watching Deal or No Deal too much and like came through the screen. Basically, he was on the H3 podcast a few weeks ago and he was saying to them, like, it really bothers me that you guys don't talk to Hila's brother. Like, that makes me really sad. Like, as a father and as like a grandfather, mm-hmm. like that really breaks my heart, because like, I'm sure it really breaks your mom's heart, Hila, that you and Moses don't talk to each other. For those people who don't know, Hila is married to Ethan Klein. Hila's brother is Moses Hackman. Moses is married and has two children with Trisha Paytas. Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein used to have a podcast, Frenemies, together, and they do not anymore. And none of them speak to each other. So Trisha and Moses do not talk to Hila and Ethan. And so Hila was saying on the podcast, she goes, you know what, for the first time in my life, like, I think I'm ready to like maybe open that door up and be ready to start like letting Moses back into my life. And she said that that was the first time that she's ever said that publicly, and like that, you know, like Howie saying it or whatever, like that really like maybe opened her up to that idea. And so she put that out there, like, to see what he would say. And then Ethan Klein said to Howie, like, well, what if your brother, or what if your family member is like an asshole? And Howie Mandel was like, well, then, you know, you got to get to a point where you're like, yeah, my brother is an asshole, but I love that fucking asshole. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Moses took that clip, like, someone put that on TikTok, took a clip of just that segment where he's like, what if your like relative is an asshole? Yeah. And show that to Hila and Moses's mom. And and Hila and Moses have had conversations in the past already. Yes. About, they said, do not bring our mother into this anymore, because it's very, very difficult on her. Plus, it brings in so much internet drama and like things that she doesn't understand. Like, it is very, very difficult. And so please stop bringing this to her. And they, I guess they both agreed on that. But still, Moses somehow brought this to the mother.
Yes.
And so Hila was like, that was the last straw. Like, I literally just said I'm open to like having this line of communication. Yeah. And you literally brought this to our mom. Like, you literally made this drama bigger. Oh, wow. And so she was like, I'm done. Oh, like, wow. With this. So that's why Ethan Klein went on to H3 last week.
And I remember this.
And just out of nowhere, like, was just like, fuck you, Moses, suck my dick. And then that was like, it kind of was out of like left field and out of nowhere. I was like, like, it just felt like very out of nowhere. But that is the situation that was brought on by. And so.
But then during that, he was like, and you, Trisha, miss you.
He was like, Trisha, I miss you. Because he said before that if it were up to him, he keeps saying, if it were up to him, then Frenemies would come back. That him and Trisha would still have a relationship and come back. But clearly, it's something to do with Hila and Moses and their relationship that is like prohibiting things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm just like reiterating stuff that has been, you know, shared and said. But it's just very interesting because now, I mean, it's just been so many years since Frenemies. Well, and
didn't he do an episode like this week where he was like, the reason Frenemies isn't coming back?
Yeah, basically, like, Hila was on there and explained the whole thing of like why her and Moses, like, she said the whole thing about,
so really, Frenemies isn't coming back because of Moses.
Apparently, it's a difficult time for me right now because fall is just, from this time,
this is your time,
from
this
beginning
is your time.
Of September until the end of the year is my favorite time of year, and people are like, it's because it's your birthday month. I don't fuck with my birthday. I don't like my birthday. You like the time around 9/11? I personally don't. It's hard. School was never fun for me. Ever.
You don't like your birthday?
No, I never like my birthday.
Why?
Okay, school for me always started after Labor Day. So it would be a first few... What did you say? Labor Day?
Yeah.
Why are you ASMRing that?
Just Labor Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There was a viral TikTok by a girl, and she was, like, practicing, like, saying Happy Labor Day to people, and she was going,
is that corny? That girl, ooh, corny? Yeah. Yeah, average fashion, it's like, blogger?
Yes. Yeah, her. I love that video. Go ahead, sorry.
So, basically, my birthday would always happen a few days after school would start. We would always start after Labor Day. So, nobody would give a fuck that it's my birthday. Like, my birthday would be the first of the year, or, like, maybe the second. Nobody gave a fuck that it was my birthday. And then on top of that, we were already talking about 9/11. And so it wasn't fun. It's like, what am I supposed to do? Like, my birthday was on a Sunday, and then Monday is 9/11, and I had to come in with, like, cupcakes? I'm going to bring in cupcakes on 9/11. It makes it weird.
It's crazy how I live in the city that 9/11 happened in.
You think everything revolves around you in New York City now. That's the crazy thing.
I'm trying to explode you with my mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like it's 9/11 all over again.
Things exploded, but it wasn't like with anybody's mind.
George Bush's mind.
No,
yeah.
We need to think about that, though. We need to talk about that. You need to. Why don't you
9/11?
Why don't. Well, nobody wants to talk about 9/11.
I think about 9/11 all the fucking time because it revolves around my birthday.
You didn't know?
I'm the same
you don't know where that's from?
Yes, Mariah Carey.
Oh, God.
I'm the same as Rue Bennett. If I ever rewatch Euphoria.
Who the fuck is, oh, Rue.
She always says that in the beginning. She's like, I was born on September 12th, 2000, and like 2001 maybe. And she's like, that was really hard being born right after 9/11. It's like that. I'm like, girl, I
you're
feel
born
you.
3 years before 9/11.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. My birthday is still around that time, and it's a solemn time. And everyone is solemn around me.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been solemn on 9/11. I'm so sorry if that's like offensive to somebody, but I've just never been. Because you know what?
Try saying that to Pete Davidson. He lost his dad. Yeah. Mm. Try saying that to a native New Yorker when you're over there, since you're a fucking transplant. Try being like that.
What did you just call me?
A transplant. Imagine saying that. That's not a slur.
A transplant?
Imagine saying that.
Why is that bad?
To people on the street and being like, I don't feel any solemnness towards 9/11. Go ahead. Try saying that. Go say that.
On my streets,
but not,
I guarantee
not
nobody
in your
is.
Neighborhood because they're all transplants.
You know what I need to talk about right now? Oh, wow. Like, I need to talk about this.
Wait, I'm not done talking about my solemn 9/11 birthday.
Damn.
Oh, it's just this time of year. I just, like, love this time of year. And this was, like, the time of year that I, like, really got into frenemies, like, many, many years ago. And I would, like, drive to New Jersey to come see you. And I would go shop at your Trader Joe's.
You came to see me?
I came to see you. And I would, like, binge, you know, frenemies. And it was, like, the only source of comfort and laughter and joy I had in that time, because there was a lot of pain and suffering in my life. Like, there was just so many things at once. Like, you know, the memory of 9/11, like the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, my mom, cancer, COVID, coronavirus, a lot of trauma all at once. And so now it really pains me and hurts me that we were so many years post frenemies. And I knew it wasn't going to come back. I know that. It's just really, really hard to hear the words out of someone's mouth, like, it's not coming back. It's the same concept of like, ooh, I still have hope that Frank Ocean might release an album one day. We don't know if that shit's gonna happen, and
no,
probably
that, I
won't.
Feel like more apt is Rihanna.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So do you see what I mean?
Do you hear she said, she was like, this is the longest I've ever taken like working on something besides R9.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the whole time that you were talking,
how pretty I am.
I must be the only girl who doesn't like pumpkin spice or whatever. Give me a caramel something something.
Mocha crunch.
Crunch. Mm,
that's my shit right there.
I love her. Well, do I love her? No, she was the same one who's like.
She did say the N-word.
Yes, but and she took that fucking video where she was like, aren't you my friend?
She took her black coworker with her. and she was like, right, I'm not racist. And then she's like, yeah, no, like, I guess not.
She's like, there you go. They were trying to say I was racist because I said the...
She's literally the epitome of, like, she would be a character off of Orange is the New Black, 100%. Sorry, I need to stop referencing that goddamn show. I need to stop referencing
it.
And nobody, none of you guys care about Orange is New Black. None of you guys care. None of you guys watch that shit anymore. But all of you should. But not if you're underage.
You watching Orange is the New Black? That's
my shit
right
there. It changed me as a person.
Speaking of criminals, there is... This might be, like, a little, like, dark and twisted, like, truly. But I just moved to Brooklyn. And of course... Not of course. It's actually very sad. There's been a lot of deaths in Brooklyn since I moved there.
Yeah, I heard about what's happening in Dumbo.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's not Dumbo. It's Bushwick.
Yeah, but I heard about the suitcase that got turned up in Dumbo with
body
parts.
Yes, but they think that it might be unrelated.
What the fuck? Yeah, people are
saying
it's a Craigslist,
really,
like, serial killer.
Yeah, well, guys, just...
Bushwick has had, because that industrial area, it's that club that people keep saying that a lot of deaths have been over there.
The Brooklyn Mirage.
Yeah.
So, I literally have already been invited to the Brooklyn Mirage.
By who? Who? Who
guess,
has invited
guess.
You?
Guess. No, you're never gonna guess. Adam's friend from water polo was like, oh my gosh, like, we have to go out
her?
To... Yes, we have to go out to the Brooklyn Mirage. And Adam said that to me. And I literally went, fuck no. I am not fucking going.
Who are the people that are dying the most?
No.
Gay men.
Gay men. Like, I'm literally like, no. I think that
they
is not good.
They want you gone. Yeah, she is the Craigslist killer. She's the Craigslist killer.
I was like, that's fucked up. No, but it is all over my For You page. And you know what? Like, I'm buying into it. Like, I really am. Because... I don't go fucking raving.
No,
I don't go clubbing.
That's been happening for a while.
It's,
like
it literally. So
Adam
last
has told
year,
me about that. Yeah, that's
yeah,
been
last
happening.
Year they found a body in the river, and he was coming back from the Brooklyn Mirage. Same this year, they found two and body parts.
Yeah,
just this last weekend.
Yeah,
which is just insane, guys. I cannot stress enough. Like it is not. I don't know how many people. I don't know how many people who listen to this like are like ravers or like go out to. Or live in Brooklyn or anything like that. But, like, it's not fucking worth it. Or, and you know what? I've seen a lot of discourse where people, this was very early on. This was early July, where people were like, hey, guys, like, there is somebody out there who is a serial unaliver or whatever is, like, the terminology people are using on TikTok. And then people reposting that and being like, stop fear-mongering. Like, and all the person said was just, like, go in a group.
No, because that.
Who wants to have fun? And who wants to have fun starting immediately? The best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. More than that, Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly for free and fast. Don't wait. Having fun is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything that you desire. Just enter offer code TALKNASTY at checkout. That's TALKNASTY, TALKNASTY, at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so make sure to use this code TALKNASTY to get your discount. 100% free shipping and get it fast with rush processing. Code TALKNASTY.
That is technically what the issue is that it's a very, very isolated area because it's like a very industrial area. It's like a lot of factories and old factories, and then this random... I mean, there's other clubs and
plus
stuff there.
Plus it's by a creek.
But it's that, and people are getting into Ubers... alone. That's what happened to one of the people. Like, that is what is happening. Like, it is men who are going into these Ubers alone. Whether it's actually an Uber or if it's this specific person who is behind this all, I don't know.
I think also it's very somebody sad. Said that, like, around there is, like, a popular gay cruising spot. Guys, it's just not worth it. Like, just be safe.
Well, I'm not saying, like, don't go at all. I'm just saying, like,
Good decisions. Yeah exactly. Don't go places alone.
Yeah, that is honestly
I'm not gonna go to the Brooklyn Mirage because I don't want to go there in the first place. There have been concerts there that I've wanted to go to, but like I didn't live there. But now I'm just like, there's just no reason.
I've had people been annoyed with me before for not wanting to take an Uber alone, and I have like full on been like, I would rather somebody pick me up or me not drink, and I'm just gonna drive myself because I am not gonna take Ubers alone. I'm not judging anybody who is, but there's too many scary scenarios to the point where I just personally don't feel comfortable. Too many scary stories where I just don't feel comfortable taking an Uber alone unless it's like absolutely necessary. That's just my perspective. I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but it's like, just it's a scary time.
Be safe.
And like, I mean, every time that we've gone out, like when it's been a group of us, I have felt safe.
Yeah.
And well, like we go,
that's
like,
what I mean though.
A group of like four of us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, literally go in a group of three or more.
Yeah.
And you're good. You're golden.
Yeah. You know? No, it is sad.
Crazy, though. Crazy. But I did want to bring that up because it's wild. Like, one of the reasons I love New York so much is because so much happens there all the time. And
you're like, not this kind of stuff.
Not this. I was like, oh, no.
Speaking of killers... what the fuck is that bread called Dave's Killer Bread?
What bread?
Dave's Killer Bread. The bagels that I eat all the time?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Do you know who, like, makes them? Like, who they are famously made by? Like, previously incarcerated people.
Oh.
Like, that is, like, their whole thing. Is, like, we hire previously incarcerated people. But somebody today, when I was getting my nails done, she's like, yeah, it's the one where the prisoners make the... I was like, and it's called Dave's Killer Bread. And I think I'm pretty... Because if they are using people who are currently incarcerated, you know those people are not getting paid more than, like, 11 cents.
I don't think they're using people who are... I don't think they would be cleared by the Food and Drug Administration.
I'm pretty sure you can, Jake. You'd be surprised. Really? You'd be surprised.
Wow.
You'd be surprised how many things are made by people who are incarcerated.
This podcast.
That is not...
I lift up my leg and there's a...
Okay, Anna Delvey. Oh my God.
We need to talk about that.
What, her on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I think that she's going to do a good job.
I'm
rooting for
her. All I'm going to say is, what's his name? The Olympic guy?
Notorosic? I don't know.
That man. That little boy. Olympic man. That boy. All I'm going to say is, and I hope that this doesn't happen. I hope I am wrong. He's going to get really fucking famous from Dancing with the Stars. He's going to be on with Anna Delvey. They might bump shoulders. I'm not saying that they're going to do anything together, but I'm saying he's going to get really fucking famous and it's all going to go to his head. And then he's going to break up with his girlfriend who he loves so much. Or he's going to cheat on her and he's going to do something really, really sad. And I hope that does not happen. I don't want that to happen. I'm really scared of that happening. But I do not trust men and I do not think that they are good people. And so I'm just really, really nervous that that might happen. And so this is a warning sign. This is like literally like me sending out like a warning signal into the air. I'm like, do not cheat on your girlfriend when you go on Dancing with the Stars. I will find you.
I am genuinely curious. Do you think anybody goes on Dancing with the Stars and becomes more famous?
Yes!
Who?
Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's a bunch of C-list celebrities who don't like do much else.
Anna Delvey is not C-list.
She's much lower.
No, Charlie was on.
On the podcast.
JoJo was on. We cannot get Anna Delvey on the podcast. She can't come. She can't come to Pennsylvania.
We can go to her. Where's she?
New York.
Where's she?
New York.
We can. Literally, we need to get Anna Delvey.
I don't know. I don't know which
Anna
one
Delvey
it is
on the podcast.
She was played by my twin, my actress twin. The girl from Booksmart.
Someone tell us how we get like somebody like Anna Delvey on the podcast. Like, how does that happen?
I don't want guests on this podcast.
I want Anna Delvey.
I
know so little about that woman.
Guys, I'm done. I'm cut off. I'm cut off from creating new friendships. I'm cut off from creating new relationships.
That's true. I am done.
Everything now, if I need to be contacted whatsoever, it's all going to go through Jake. He's ready to meet people. He's ready to mingle.
Don't put that out there.
For when my social battery has been depleted, it is rotten to its core.
What have you done? Right. Quickly.
No, honestly, being around you, it really depletes me.
Wow.
Jake, doing this podcast with you is enough to like make me go silent for a few weeks at a time.
That's not true. You love this.
No, I do love this. I didn't say I don't love this. I love this more than anything.
Clementine?
That does not mean that I am not emotionally and mentally depleted. Stop doing that. this is exactly it.
Do you know about, speaking of depleted, my loins are depleted.
That's fucking disgusting. They have medication for that now.
They do?
Yeah.
What?
What's it called? The thing that all the men get. It's like the little blue pill.
Gear?
No. No. Viagra.
Blue pill?
Yeah.
Blue pill.
Viagra. I'm sorry. Oh my God. You're
say?
Like emoting. Like you're giving like Ice Spice right now. Like
you're giving Ice Spice. You just said like a million times.
I know. I need to stop. I can't help
it. You need to stop. Everybody in all the comments underneath the podcast are always like, you guys need to stop saying like.
Really?
No. I never like that.
Yeah, because like I was gonna be like, that's like fucking
that's
crazy,
like, fucked up, and like that's, I like, don't really like when like
if
people do like
anything
shit like
people
that.
Should be happy that we speak like normal human beings.
What you want me to speak like? Oop, robot.
People are like, I love the way that Emma Chamberlain speaks because she doesn't use words like filler words like and like. That's fine, but and I'm happy that you like the way that she speaks. I am not media trained. I also don't have a PR person that I pay $1 million a month to get media trained.
Oh, you think she has a PR person?
Yes!
Yes!
What do you mean? It got posted on the news when her and Tucker Pillsbury broke up.
Oh.
Yeah. Role model.
Tucker Pillsbury.
You know they're on, he's gonna go on tour. And you wanna know some tea? He's gonna go on tour. And Emma Chamberlain's whole thing is like pigeons. Like she like loves pigeons, right? And like she did this like whole Warby Parker thing where she did a collab and she had her own like little special glasses with Warby Parker. And for the entire advertisement, she did this like little acting role and there was pigeons everywhere. Like in this commercial, and people were like, oh my God, pigeons are so Emma's thing. And then Emma started posting a lot of pictures about pigeons and pigeons and pigeons. And then her and Tucker were together for like two, three years or something. And then they got matching little 11 tattoos on them. Like, oh my God, that's crazy. I also have a matching little 11 tattoo. and then she had this like little 11 tattoo on her wrist, and then to cover it up because she's like, well, I'm not with Tucker anymore, she turned it into a pigeon. What is Tucker Pillsbury's new ad for him going on tour, like his poster?
He's getting mauled by pigeons.
It's him with a little pigeon on his hat.
He's always, see, you know what,
and he has all those songs that are like, forget about her,
move on. Am I wrong?
Sorry, you didn't talk about you meeting Julian Baker.
Sorry, I was just jorking my penis. Julian Baker.
Yeah, well,
I met Julian Baker. Not really meet. I didn't meet
Sorry,
her.
Sorry, are you going to say, like, yeah, them? You did.
I didn't meet them.
But are you going to, you're not going to tell the story about how, like, you harassed them and asked for a picture, and then when they said no, that you, like,
I pushed them over.
Yeah.
And I said, die, shorty. Yeah, I did say that.
Knock them down, yeah. Like, easily, because you're a very tall man, mm-hmm. And you just, like,
I actually just flicked them on the head. Yeah. And then, I was walking out of the gym. And it was 8 in the morning.
Oh, so you smelled.
Yeah, I smelled stinky. That's my shit right there.
Ew, you're fucking emoting, Jake. Jake, you're starting to scare me. No, Jake, Jake, maybe you should go to Brooklyn Mirage.
Oh my God, that's terrible to say.
I know, but you really pissed me
People
off.
People are actually dying.
I know.
You're sorry. Like, I don't give a fuck. Gay people are dying.
I don't want them to die. Take one for the team.
I don't know.
One for the team.
I don't know if the first two were gay.
Take one for the team. Go.
One for the team.
Yeah.
I've taken multiple for the team.
Save a gay person. Go to Brooklyn Mirage.
I take multiple for the team every weekend.
You wish you did, Jake.
I do.
Jake, I can't wait until you actually have success on Grindr.
I never have been on Grindr.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I can't wait for you to have success because then I think it'll change you for better.
I'm burying this story in this podcast, but my friend passed away in 2019, and there was a memorial concert for him where we all were like singing or whatever. Very famous man came to to the concert because he like was working and like making stuff for it. I cannot go into detail, but he said to me at the rehearsal for this concert, he said to me, oh, I think I've seen you on Grindr before.
My friend is dead.
Literally, my friend is dead. Literally, my friend is dead. Also, never been on Grindr in my life. And then he said to me, oh, then the catfishery of it. I'm like, nobody is catfishing as me on Grindr. You said that, and you sound like a dick. A prick.
That was really fucked up to say that.
It was weird.
I remember that. I remember when that happened.
So weird. Anyway, he's like famous-ish, like he has like his own niche or whatever, so I think he felt he has like a power thing. Anyway, what was I saying before that?
You're Grindr.
I've never been on Grindr. I'm never going to be on Grindr, and I've never went to Uvu Javer.
You're like old ass references right now.
No, if somebody came up to me and they were like, oh my God, Ellen DeGeneres, I would literally be like, yep, that's me.
Did you see that funny tweet that it was, like, about Chapel Roan, where people were upset that she, like, posted that she was at the VMAs?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see the funny tweet.
Okay, so Chapel Roan canceled her performances in Europe. She canceled, like, two France shows.
Yes.
Because she had to do rehearsals for the VMAs.
Oh, that was tea.
Yes, so that's, she said it was scheduling conflict. So the day that she was supposed to perform in France, she posts on her story, she's like, I'm at VMA's rehearsals, guys, like, obviously excited, like, post, like, song
and
lyrics.
Who from those canceled concerts is like, fuck you!
No, literally, somebody tweeted and was like, this is such a bad look, Chapel, like, you should not have posted this, like, this is so embarrassing, like, why would you post this? And somebody, like, quote tweeted it and was like, what did you think the scheduling conflicts were, her having a dentist appointment?
That's funny.
I thought that was so funny, because you're telling me that...
When are the VMAs?
They're coming up. They're, okay, like, this next week. But oh, wow. I think it's... I think people are, I understand why people are upset that she didn't get to come to the concert, but if you had the opportunity, whether to go to a 1,500 person concert or to go perform at the VMAs.
You're going to the VMAs.
Right. And I understand people are upset for a list of various different reasons. I'm just like, you know what? I'm being very hateable recently. I'm like,
recently.
Okay. I'm sticking.
Well, first of all, you're a woman.
Yeah.
So that's.
Like, I'm sticking up for Chapel Roan.
You are.
I'm sticking up for Chapel Roan. What was something else I said hateable? Like, not like a few minutes ago.
Hi, my name's Nicole Raffi.
Okay, shut the fuck up. What's the other thing I said? I said something.
Welcome back to my channel.
I'm like looking at my notes.
That man is on the rise.
What did again. I say? Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't pay me to watch a Jeffree Star video.
He just comes up on my For You page all the time.
Who is? What did I say that was hateable?
He flies commercial.
Oh, I don't care.
I know. Not no message.
I said something hateable, but I was like, it's my beef with the Yellow Jackets community.
Oh, well.
Just so you know, the beef with the Yellow Jackets community was so crazy and so hard that Netflix was like, we'll bring it to Netflix. Because, like, that drama brought so much traction to the show. Like, fine, we'll bring it to Netflix finally. So you're welcome.
They are?
Hmm?
Oh, good.
Yeah, first season at least.
Oh, like, take it. Oh, not Netflix producing it.
No.
Oh, thank God. Because I was really going to get nervous. No. I have such a hot take. I don't like most Netflix produced things.
You should watch Orange is the New Black.
I've already watched it, babe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
because I was, like, you know, did. Cognizant of the 2016 era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about Rainbow Dash?
Rainbow Dash?
Rainbow Dash.
Isn't that one of the My Little Ponies? Mm-hmm. Okay, what about her?
She's trapped.
Where?
In a jar.
Okay.
And in this jar, a man is filling it with his semen.
Ew, Jake, what?
It's called, it's famous. It's called the, don't look it up unless you want, well, it's not that.
Where are you finding this?
Rainbow Dash Jar. Where am I finding this? TikTok. Somebody dressed up at Comic-Con as Rainbow Dash Jar.
Where is he filling up this jar at?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
How do you find this stuff?
What's my address? That's where he's.
I don't consume any content that has anything to do with semen.
No, here, I'll show it to you. And then I'll put it up.
You have to.
Well, I'm not going to show you the actual Rainbow Dash jar.
Wait, is that happening right now?
No, it happened a while ago.
Oh, Rainbow my Dash. God.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's that.
And then, yeah.
Wait.
Wait, why is it that color?
This is how somebody dressed up with it. Why is it that color?
Yeah.
I don't know, babe. I don't know because I've never tried this. But I did see a video. I think this happened in 2016, maybe. I did see a video.
Are you, like, trapped in fucking 2016? All you keep saying is Nina. Now you're bringing up.
Is that was 2018 or 19.
Cummy Rainbow Dash Jar. Like, what?
Cummy Rainbow Dash Jar is crazy.
Why, like, do you keep bringing up old references? What happened? Why are you, like, stuck in the past?
You're the one who was like, oh my gosh, I really wish it was the pandemic again.
Oh my God, because I'm ill mentally. And like,
hello, I'm not allowed to be mentally ill.
I don't wish it was, because after my little fiasco with my jabs.
Jabs?
Yeah, you know, my vaccines. I said it like in the British way, my jabs.
Your pricks.
My pricks.
So you didn't know about Rainbow Dash Cum Jar?
No, because I don't consume that kind of content. I don't consume any type of content that has like
brother. I'm going to start saying that.
Jake is trying a few new things.
Oh,
saying prick instead of bitch. And saying, oh brother, instead of oh my God.
Oh brother. Yeah.
Jake is like turning his like.
If Jill can say I caramba, can't I say oh brother?
Oh, I fucking love Jill. Yeah. Somebody messaged Jill from one of our previous episodes because
yeah. Narc! I'm just kidding. Thanks.
No, somebody messaged Jill and was like, I found you through Nicole Jill O'Connor on Twitter, and she messaged me and she was like, thank you so much. And I was like, you have no idea the impact that you made on me. And then she sent me a message that said hashtag iCarumba. Sorry.
It's okay.
She
did?
Yes.
She iCarumba'd you?
Yeah.
She iCarumba'd.
I love her.
She is so funny.
Today I was peeling off. You know when you brush your teeth like with a new toothpaste?
Never done that.
Okay. You know when you maybe brush too hard or anything?
No, I don't brush my teeth.
So yeah, it's evident. So when I what did you want me to say?
Your teeth look so nice.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna give. You're acting like a pick me now.
I can't even see your teeth.
Why?
Because they're see-through. They're translucent.
Oh, I know they are.
I'm like, oh, is that your tongue behind there?
It's like literally like radium or the the thing that happened when you...
Selenite?
No. I'm talking about the thing that happened when in Chernobyl.
Uranium.
Sure. It's like where your bones can become translucent.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the point that I was trying to make is that when I, why are you doing the Illuminati thing? You're like acting
it's
like...
It's not Illuminati, it's fierce.
You're acting like Troye Sivan.
Don't fucking say that to me.
Troye Sivan started doing that.
Troye Sivan.
Is that a thing?
There was a video a long time ago that Superfruit made. Ooh, throwback. Favorite YouTubers.
I love Scott Hoying. I did not believe he was gay.
Yeah, I know that you love Scott Hoying. You want to know why? Because I look just like him, and that's why we're friends.
I don't agree with
that's
that.
That's why we're friends.
And I was in denial for a really long time. Like, everyone was like, Scott Hoying's gay, Scott Hoying's gay. I'm like, liar!
Stop! His love voice is the second deepest in the group. Oh my god.
I think I also had a dream about Connor Franta, and I loved him so much. I love that man so much. Like, when he came out as gay, that really, 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 really wrecked me really bad.
And did it wreck you even more that him and Troye Sivan, are confirmed dating?
No, I like that. I like that a lot. I like that they were together. I hope that they're on good terms. I hope that they're okay.
I doubt it.
Oh my god, Tyler Oakley.
What?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about him. Just thinking about Tyler Oakley.
I was heavy in Superfruit.
I know.
Heavy. I actually literally memorized their rap. 2014...
Scott Hoying to you is what Claro is to me.
Yeah. When you tweet me, yes, doesn't mean best friends, can I get that mention, Dro? I'm a little irritated because I'm patiently awaiting a little bit of attention. Do you remember that?
No. Okay. I wasn't that deep in.
They did a thing for 2014. They were like, it's a new year. It's Superfruit's year.
And was it?
I think that their channel, exploded after that, yes. Like, to be honest, Superfruit is the reason, in my opinion, that Pentatonix became so successful. Did you ever listen to their album?
No, but I watched a lot of Pentatonix videos, but they were, the thing to watch.
No. I'm saying the Superfruit album.
No.
Pentatonix. I don't give a fuck.
I know somebody who, goes to, every single Pentatonix concert. Whenever they come around, yeah.
I thought they were only doing Christmas music.
I think they still, come
Mary,
and...
Mary, did you know? Ooh.
I this is completely straight away from the topic that I so badly wanted to, talk about. Do you know when you brush your teeth with a new toothpaste or something? This morning I was so hungry. I was sitting there starving at my appointment, and I was I can't get food right now. I was
hungry. Didn't eat? Should we call Bella Hadid?
Okay, well, I ate a little bit at home. I was just hungry again. Oh. And I was gonna eat soon, but I was trapped. And so I was like, fuck, I'm really hungry. But then, you know when your cheek starts to do that thing where it starts shedding the lining inside of your cheek? Of course. Know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, my endometrium lining.
Okay. Well, mine as well. It's kind of close. I imagine that this is probably
you don't start bleeding.
No, you don't start. I didn't say you're bleeding. But
yeah, but you said it's kind of close. It's not.
Whatever. It starts peeling. Oh my god. That is the best feeling in the world. It is so yummy to me
you
to
like
get.
That?
Yes. To get, to get a, get a big ball of your cheek skin. And, get it there, and then being able to, chew on it a little bit and gum. Swallow it. I'm not joking. And I told everybody in the room that, and everyone was like, yeah, sure. I was like, you guys are fucking liars and also no fucking fun. Because
where were you when you told this to everyone?
My nail appointment.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you're at, the doctor's office. You're like, guys, I just balled up my cheek fat
no,
or whatever.
It seriously is so good. It's when your toothpaste just burns your mouth a little bit too much, and it just starts shedding, and... It's really, the best feeling in the world. It's, up there. It has, no taste. It's kind of similar to, eating communion wafers. But just the shedding of that skin, it's, really, really, really nice. It's really good. Oh, my God. Some guy at Paper Source this morning told me that he really liked my vibe
Paper
today.
Source? You went to Paper Source?
Yeah, are they bad?
Why?
Are we boycotting Paper Source?
Yeah.
Fuck. Are they on the boycott list?
Yeah, they were right under Starbucks.
I bought my friend a jelly cat because I noticed she didn't have any jelly cats. And
oh,
then,
you didn't buy anything else?
And a card.
For?
Sarah.
Oh. When were you at Paper Source?
Today? This morning.
Oh.
It was her birthday?
Oh, but a few days ago.
Yeah, so oh, I got okay. her something.
Okay, wait. Because I literally have this written in my phone because I wanted... Because I had plans to talk about going back to school. I think that you were, heavy in... to the
like, stationery. I was really big into stationery. Yeah. I'll get into that, but I went to Paper Source this morning, super excited, but I had limited time there and I was really fucking sweaty, like really, really sweaty. And I was like chewing on my cheek skin and everything, like, you know, whatever. And the guy at the counter, like, we had the quickest conversation. Like, I literally, he's like, you have a Barnes & Noble card? I was like, I think so. Give him, like, my email, whatever. Say thank you. Tap my card. And he's like, I just want to say, like, I just, like, love your whole overall vibe. And I was like, thank you so much. I just didn't know what to say. I don't like when people say that. You don't like when people say that?
No. Your overall vibe? Like, what, you want to sleep with me?
He could have meant that or he could have not. But you know what?
You want to come away with me?
It was so nice. And I was like,
ancient man.
All I could say in that moment was like, thank you so much. I'm such a sweaty vibe right now. And then I ran out the door with my jelly cat. And
that's what you said?
Yes. And I got my...
And you're not shooting yourself for it?
Not really.
Damn.
Not really.
That's almost as bad as Jules.
I was in a rush. Well, anyway, like the whole jelly cat thing, like I was really heartbroken because I got my friend a jelly cat because I thought that she would fucking love a jelly cat. And I have a jelly cat. I have one of the tennis ball with the little hands and the legs because of Challengers.
Okay.
And I love jelly cats. I thought every single girl loved jelly cats. She goes, what is this? I'm like, ah!
It's a jelly cat.
It's a jelly cat. And then she's like, what is a jelly cat? And I was like, you get like this little thing and it has arms and legs and a smile.
Is it the same as like a mystery package? Like
no, it's thing? A stuffed. You don't know what a jelly cat is either? Oh my God. You and G and Sarah don't know what a fucking jelly cat is. I got her a croissant. Oh my God, what's wrong with you guys? Like, they're just, like, different shaped things. Like, look, this is a hot dog. Look, and they have little smiles. I was going to say this earlier, but my life has gotten so much significant. I might want to make a whole video on this, but my life has gotten so much better when I have let go of the idea of, like, that I need to be original or creative. Like, once I have accepted the fact that I am, like, every other girl and that I love things that every other girl likes and that I love, like, pop music and I love jelly cats, I've become so significantly happier. And Sarah was agreeing with me on that. She was like, I feel like I missed out on a great amount of content from that time, like of music that I missed out on because I was not consuming that because I was like, I'm too good for this. We were talking about something else earlier and I was like, oh, I missed out. Stranger Things. That's how I feel with Stranger Things. I missed out on like peak Stranger Things time because I was like, I don't watch TV. I don't do that. I'm being so serious. I was one of those people who were like, when I get my own apartment, I'm not going to have a TV in my apartment. Like, I don't believe in that. Like, it's just like a box that rots your brain. Now I'm like, yeah, it's blocked out of my brain.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No, I really am like, I really do like to embrace that part of myself now. The part of like, oh, I am like every other bitch. I love that about myself.
I feel like I am.
Okay, you need to understand that that was like my deeply rooted in me, like the whole like I have to be different thing. I feel like every girl to a certain extent feels like that, like. You're being put down if you are too basic, or you're being put down if you are too, like, into your alternative.
Do you think... Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So, like, and especially, like, when I was growing up, it was so heavily, like, looked down upon if girls were... It was such a compliment for guys to tell you, like, oh, you're not like other girls. Like, that was a very big compliment during my formative years of life. And so that, like, internally stuck with me. So I've been growing out of that as the years have gone on. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I, like, really like that line in, like, Sabrina Carpenter's song where she's like, lucky for you, I'm just like my mother and my best friends and my sister and the girl outside the strip club getting her tarot cards read. That's just what I mean, is that, like, that was, like, such a thing growing up, at least for me, that was told. That was supposed to be a compliment. Like, you should not be like other girls. And I think finally now in this generation, like, young girls are being taught that, like, do not hate on other women. Like, it's cool to be like other girls and stuff. But during my formative years, that definitely, like, influenced what I liked and what I said. I wouldn't say a hater. I just would not participate in things that were popular.
One Direction stan?
I did like Wonder. I didn't love them. But like part of me mourns that a little bit. Like I liked One Direction. And I remember I had one specific night where I binged all of their like compilation videos. Like, and I was like, I'm going to get into them. And I never did. Like I knew enough about them and I knew the lore. Like I knew one of them, like Carrots and shit. And like I had friends who were big fans, but I'm just saying I missed out on a lot of things from my youth because I thought that I was too cool for them or that I need to just go my own way. this might just be a unique it's not a unique experience. I know other girls have like gone through the same thing.
No, you're so different. You're not like other girls. You had a unique experience.
But I'm saying I love girls who are very in tune with like current stuff that is like very popular right now. Like I think that they're very, very cool. Like
love girls.
I do. I'm gonna pull a Billie Eilish. I love girls.
I love girls.
Remember when she posted that and then she got in so much trouble?
No.
She posted that last June of like 2022 or June of 2023. Mm-hmm. She posted "I love girls."
Was she not out yet?
No, and it was for her music video. It was after from her music video "Lost Cause," and then people were like, "She's queer baiting."
Wait, can you give a Polish word of the day?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mom.
No, karma to suka.
Karma to suka.
Powinnam wiedzieć lepiej.
Okay, I'm never gonna be able to say that.
Powinnam.
Povinam.
You can learn anything, Jake. You can learn anything, genuinely.
You mean that?
No.
I know.
Powinnam.
Wiedzieć.
Lepiej.
Wait. What was the first part?
Karma to suka.
Karma to suka.
Powinnam wiedzieć lepiej.
Powinnam.
Wiedzieć lepiej.
Wiedzieć.
Lepiej.
Lepiej. I'm not going to be able to say that full sentence. I'm so
hold on,
so
let me
sorry.
See what the last part is.
Oh, it's a saying?
Yeah, it's a really famous saying in Poland. It's like similar to like, not my circus,
are
not
you
my
lying?
Monkeys. No, I'm not lying. No, I'm not lying.
No, you're going to make me look stupid. Is that JoJo Siwa's song in Polish? Is that JoJo Siwa?
Jakby ja miałam... Hold on, shut up. Jakby ja miałam życzenie, to by nigdy nie bawiłam
ciebie. You're just gonna need to tell me what that means. Jakby, it's Polish word of the day, first of all.
Jakby ja miałam życzenie, to by nigdy nie bawiłam
ciebie.
I think that's what she
what
says.
What does that mean?
Okay, everyone keeps saying on the podcast, Nicole, explain what she says. JoJo Siwa put out this thing where she was like, just a little Polish girl, like, in my little Polish world, because she put out this song that is so Disco Polo-esque. Like, I'm not joking. If I play
this song
for my mom.
Guilty Pleasure.
Is that the new one? Mm-hmm. Guilty Pleasure? Yeah. My mom would love that. Oh my God, we should call her and ask her if she likes it.
That's a good idea.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that's a great idea. We'll do that.
I know. And so I'm telling you, she genuinely, like, whatever. It sounds like Disco Polo. And so she's going running with this whole bit that she's, like, Polish, because I think she is, like, technically Polish. And so she did Karma in Polish, and all the comments have been tagging me and being like, please, Nicole, translate what she said. She's saying, karma's a bitch. I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never messed around.
Oh.
So karma to suka, karma's a bitch. Powinnam wiedzieć lepiej. I should have known better. Jakby ja miałam życzenie, to by nigdy nie bawiłam siebie. I don't entirely understand what she said, but basically, if I had a wish, I would have never played with your, never messed around.
Played with your what?
You know. No, well, she I don't think she does that.
Vagina.
I don't think she does that.
Vagina.
Papa.
Papa.
Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Ciao. I don't know.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Later. Papa.